Welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of last Sunday's worship service. I'm Russell Cobb, the pastor of the United Church of Christ of California and the Salem United Church of Christ. Salem's worship is at 8:30, California Sunday School is at 9:30, and their worship is at 10:30. Please join us in person, or you can catch us online at our website. This Sunday, we celebrate our high school graduates. We will be in the first chapter of Daniel as we encourage our graduates to live for God in their future endeavors. They will face challenges for sure, but with good Christian friends, they can overcome those challenges by giving glory to God for the gifts they have been blessed with. They'll need to be daily prayer warriors and remember that God has the final victory for us if we remain faithful. The book of Daniel is a very interesting book to read. Familiar stories for sure, as well as powerful visions of the future. I encourage you to read Daniel this month. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. And thank you for listening.
Pray together this morning. O Lord Christ, good shepherd of the sheep, you seek the lost and guide us into your fold. Feed us and we shall be satisfied. Heal us and we shall be whole. Make us one with you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our children's choir, God's singers, sing Jesus is a Rock. Jess Medlin reads our morning scriptures.
We've got six of our high school students here that are going to share a Mother's Day devotion. We're going to start with one of our ladies and end with one of our ladies and have our four young men right there in the middle. I've heard five of the six, and they are tremendous. So, Caleb, don't let us down. All right? Caleb didn't make it out to Salem this morning. I won't tell him why, but I was jealous. But I know he's going to do a good job, too, but they've done, they've prepared well, and I know you're going to be blessed by their messages this morning. So, Kaya. And that's the other thing I need before you go. Kaya's name's not on here. I didn't get her on here till later. We didn't get confirmed till later, but Kaya Peck is going to start us off, and then Bennett Gatlin's going to finish up for us, and then the four gentlemen are going to be right in the middle. So, Kaya, would you lead off for us today?
Okay.
Yep.
My name is Kaya Peck, and I'm a senior in high school. As a prospective nursing student whose ultimate goal is labor and delivery, motherhood is special to me. My mom, the reason I was asked to speak here today, is Leslie Peck. She was born in 1987 and raised in California, where she built a strong reputation for me to uphold. Today on Mother's Day, we celebrate the incredible women who embody the spirit of Proverbs chapter 31, verses 25 through 26. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. She opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Like the virtuous woman described in Proverbs, mothers nurture, guide, and uplift their families with unwavering love and devotion. Their hands work tirelessly, their hearts overflow with compassion, and their words offer comfort and encouragement. Today we honor these remarkable women, thanking God for their presence in our lives and for the profound impact they have on shaping us into the people we are meant to be. Leslie started working at a nursing home with the woman who carried me fresh out of high school in 2006. They had a close friendship, and Leslie was helping her prepare for the birth of her third child. Although her other two children were being cared for by their other family members, Leslie was determined to give this baby a better life. On October 9th, 2006, I was born. 974 days later, Leslie brought me home for forever. To the adoptive mothers who open their hearts and homes with boundless love, your journey may have started differently, but your light... I did the same thing there, too. But your love shines just as brightly. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will." Just as God adopts us into his family, you have chosen to embrace and cherish children as your own. Your love transcends bloodlines, creating a bond that is unbreakable. Today we celebrate your selflessness, your strength, and the beautiful families you have created through the miracle of adoption. I remember sitting, picking little strands of grass at a soccer game, impatiently waiting for my mom to have her baby. The car ride back to Becky and Brian's house was horrible. I'm sure Kinsley was whining about something and Corbin was getting yelled at for something, but all I could think was how excited I was to be a big sister. We got back and made pizza. Then we were sitting on the couch watching basketball and Brian came over to me holding a camera in my face. Becky said, "It's a girl and her name is Georgie." I started crying and everyone was shouting. Come to find out, Brian had never been recording. The next day, my grandma took me to the hospital to see them. My dad met us at the door and walked us to the room. My mom was in the hospital bed holding the smallest baby ever. I know I may have been her first baby, but this was her first baby, and I was so proud. In closing, let us cherish and support the mothers among us on their special day. May we all strive to embody the virtues of love, sacrifice, and faith that they exemplify. Let's continue to uplift them in prayer, offer them our unwavering support, and show them the appreciation they so deserve. Happy Mother's Day to all the incredible mothers. Your love is a guiding light in our lives and a testament to God's grace. Thank you.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day. My name is Hunter Hall and I am a sophomore here at California High School. I would like to start off with a big thank you to all the mothers out there who are taking care of the future of this great world. Like it was said in one of the songs that we sang in Carnegie Hall on our recent choir trip, it takes a whole village to raise one child. I hope every one of you realizes how truly important you are to all of us. Now, I would like to share a little bit about my mom, Kendra Hall. She began that glorious journey of motherhood on April 11th of 2009 when she gave birth to an absolutely beautiful baby boy. That boy then grew up to be a smart, strong, and handsome young man. Some of you guys might be wondering who that is, and that would be me. And I am proud to say, or no, then 4 years later, on December 17th of 2013, she had a baby girl, who is my sister, Brenna Hall. Our mom does so much for us, whether it's carting us around to different events, picking our laundry off the floor, and making sure that we know that someday we'll be living by ourselves and she won't be able to do it. or telling us to put on sunscreen, even though she knows we won't listen. While she doesn't always do these things with a smile, she does them, and that's what matters most. For Mother's Day, Pastor Cobb asked us to talk about a mother in the Bible, and I chose to talk about Moses' mom, Jochebed, who's also known as Shiphrah. I chose to talk about her because of how she had to make sacrifices so that she could ensure that Moses had the chance to live a good life. As some of you may know, Moses was born in a time of oppression. At the time, the Hebrews were slaves in Egypt. They were often forced to do very hard labor and beaten often too. And by Pharaoh's decree, every male Hebrew born was to be thrown in the Nile. In Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, we see that after Jochebed gave birth to Moses, she tried hiding him for as long as she could in order to keep him from being killed. But it got to a point where she was not able to hide him much more. That was when she had to make the tough decision and give Moses up so that he could have the chance at a better life. She did that by putting him in a basket and sending him down the Nile River. And it was by God's great grace that he was found by Pharaoh's daughter, who then ended up taking care of him for most of his life. Then once Moses had grown up, he truly realized what the Egyptians were doing to the Hebrew people. And when Pharaoh heard about this, he tried to kill Moses. After that, Moses fled from Egypt and encountered a burning bush where God spoke to him, telling him to lead the Hebrew people out of Egypt. And Moses obeyed. If Jochebed had not made that incredible sacrifice to give him up, then by Pharaoh's decree, Moses would have been killed, Jochebed could have been killed for hiding him, and the Hebrews would have remained under slavery. I feel like Moses' mom and my mom are similar in that sense. Thankfully, the stakes aren't that high, but I know that there are some times when I need new basketball shoes or football cleats, or when I beg her to go through the McDonald's drive-thru, that she could just say no and keep the money to spend on herself. But she sacrifices what she has so that we are happy. So the next time that you're aggravated at your mom, just think about how many times she could have said no, but she chose to sacrifice what she had for your happiness. Thank you.
Good morning. My name's Caleb Howard. My mom's Jerry Howard. So it occurs every once in a while that my mom has to be at a baseball tournament on Mother's Day weekend. And she always has to scrub baseball pants the night of, too. So thank you for being here today as we celebrate one of the most important people in our lives, our mothers. Mother's Day is more than just flowers and cards. It is a moment to pause, reflect, and honor the love, strength, and sacrifice mothers give so freely. When we think of mothers in the Bible, one powerful example that stands out is Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we read about Hannah's deep desire for a child. She prayed earnestly to God, promising that if he gave her a son, she would dedicate him to the Lord throughout his life. God answered her prayer, and true to her word, Hannah gave Samuel back to the Lord's service. Hannah's story is not only one of answered prayer, but of trust, faith, and selfless love, the very qualities we often see in the mothers around us today. Like Hannah, many mothers pray for their children, guide them, sacrifice for them, and commit them into God's care. Today, we honor all mothers, biological mothers, adoptive mothers, spiritual mothers, and mother figures, who have nurtured us, taught us, and stood by us even when the road was difficult. To the mothers here today, your work is seen, your love is felt, and your impact is eternal. You reflect the heart of God through your patience, your kindness, and your strength. Let us not only say Happy Mother's Day, but let us show our gratitude through our actions, through our prayers, and through the way we live our lives, honoring the values you've instilled in us. My mom has worked hard every day of the week to help me get different sports uniforms clean and to assist with booster meetings for each of the sports. She also helps with English homework and my papers to make sure they sound all right. I'm so thankful to have such a hardworking mom. May God bless each of you abundantly, and may your days be filled with the same love you pour out so generously to others. Thank you, and Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Thank you for all you do. My name is Chase Trimble, and this morning I'd like to take a moment to honor my mother, who is a woman of strength, deep faith, and a heart that thinks of others before herself. When I think of my mother, like others, Proverbs 31, verses 25 through 28 come to mind. It reads, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of the household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed." These verses remind me of my mother because she relies on the strength provided through God to get her through whatever challenges are in her way. She can laugh at the days to come, knowing her trust is fully in God, and whatever happens is truly in her best interest. My mom's always speaking of wisdom, which is really helpful whenever me or my sister need advice or can just never make a decision. She is always active and attentive in our household, making sure the needs of everyone around her are met, even when she is super busy. And my favorite part of this scripture is verse 28, when it says, "Her children arise and call her blessed." Not only does this imply that her children admire her, but we all recognize the hard work she does, and we see how valuable she is to our family. I have always thought of my mother as one of the most selfless people in the world. I see her selflessness every day, whether it's stopping whatever she's doing at the moment to make me dinner before I go to practice, or waking me up in the morning because I slept past my alarm. With all this being said, I saw her selflessness again when I had surgery on both my knee and my foot last October. I was practically immobile and could not do much for myself. My mother's and Jay's attention was fully focused on me. She would get up in the middle of the night for almost every night for 2 weeks just to give me my pain medicine. This is something I honestly probably could have done for myself, but my mom did not want me to go through any more trouble than I was already going through. She had to drive me everywhere for nearly 3 months, which I know got annoying, but she was always more than happy to. Taking all this into account, the verses that remind me of her are in Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4, which reads, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking for your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others." And finally, my mother's faithfulness inspires me every day. Proverbs 31 ends with these verses, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all her hands have done, and let her works bring her to the praised city gate." That is what I'm doing today. I'm honoring and praising my mom for the godly woman that she is. She has kept her faith in God in the toughest of situations, and her example of faith has only strengthened my faith as well. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Macy and I are blessed to have you as our mother. I hope it is the best day possible. Thank you.
Good morning. As you all have heard four times, happy Mother's Day, and thanks to all mothers out there. Mother's Day is an exciting day for many, not only because they love their moms, but also because husbands and kids get to go out to eat. I'm really looking forward to a good steakhouse, by the way. I know everyone is going to say this, but I truly think my mom is one of the best moms ever. She has been to probably 99% of my games throughout my life. Whether it be football, baseball, or basketball, she is there. She has also been faithful enough to bring me and my brother to church for many, many years now, and has been able to get me to everything on time and at the right place. She also had to sacrifice a good amount of income to pay for all my travel baseball teams over the years. I'm going to start with a couple of verses that remind me of my mom, with the first one being from Proverbs 31, starting at verse 10. It reads, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life." This is very fitting for her as a wife and a mother. It talks about how she brings good every day, which I find very fitting as she is rarely ever mad with us. It then continues by saying in verse 14, that she is like the merchant ships, bringing her food for her family. This is actually kind of funny to me, as Martin and I always joke about how the food fairy comes to refill the pantry and the laundry fairy comes in the night and washes and folds all our clothes. Although obviously we both know it is our loving mom who does all this for us and provides all of it. And this next verse hits the most for me regarding my mother. Verse 26 says, "She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." My mother has been speaking with wisdom to me since as long as I can remember. Now, I used to not realize it and thought some of the things she was saying were nonsense. But thinking back on some of them, they were very true and meaningful. I'm now going to jump to Luke chapter 2, verse 51. It says, "Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart." This verse has been hitting too close to home recently. I feel this compares very closely to high school graduation. Graduation means almost all the things I've been dedicated to for my whole life are coming to an end here in 1 week. My mom, dad, and I have been talking about this for a while now. They keep telling me they don't know what they will do with all the time they have next year when sports are over and they have free evenings and weekends. And really, I don't know what I'll be doing either. It has been feeling real recently, you know, in August of last year. All I could think about was how much time I had left. And everyone I talked to, especially my parents, kept saying that time flies, and I just blew those thoughts off. Now, I truly believe that, and in 1 week from today, I will graduate. And just like she has been all my life, my mother will be there for graduation and for all of my future adventures. Her example of love and sacrifice has been a big part of making me into the young man I am today. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And as for that steakhouse tonight, let's just say I like my steak medium rare. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, and once again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms, grandmas, aunts, and amazing women who have made a difference in our lives. When I read Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, there were a few verses that stood out to me. The first was verse 26. "She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." And I immediately thought of my mom, Christy. My mom has gone through more schooling than I can imagine, not just for herself, but to help better our whole family. I remember nights where I'd be working on an essay at the kitchen table, and she'd be sitting across from me, writing one of her own. Except hers wasn't for Mrs. Barr's English class. It was for one of her master's degrees. Somehow, even while working full-time, studying, and managing everything else, she always had time to help me. Whether it was reviewing my own schoolwork, helping me with the many scholarships, or reminding me I could do it, she was there. Another verse that stood out to me was Proverbs chapter 31, verse 13, which says, "She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands." When I read that, I thought of all the moms who get handed a last-minute project the night before it's due. Whether it's a poster, a Valentine's box, or some kind of costume that's definitely not a big deal, they roll up their sleeves and get to work. Eager hands might look like scissors and glue sticks at midnight, or searching for that one thing we swore we already had. Whatever it is, they get it done, with grace and about 3 hours of sleep. And if you know me, you know that I like to stay busy. Whether it's sports or FFA or something new I've decided to try, she never hesitates. When I suddenly decided to play soccer, she showed up at every single game. She even made 30 extra sandwiches for the team snack bags. Ask me why, and I still won't know the answer, because I really thought my mom was good at math. And when it came time to prep for an FFA speech the night before districts, she was in the front row of our living room, listening like it was the opening night on Broadway. The Proverbs 31 woman is described as strong, wise, hardworking, and full of love. And while the passage talks about planting vineyards and making fine linen, I think it applies just as well to moms who stay up late filling out FAFSA forms or show up before a game with the jersey that we forgot to wash, even on the days that they're running on empty. One of the clearest ways I've seen my mom's faith in action was when my little brother Graydon was in the hospital with kidney failure. It was one of the hardest times our family has faced, if not the hardest. And she held us together with a strength that could only come from God. She prayed over him, trusted the doctors, and never stopped believing that God had a plan. Even when things were terrifyingly uncertain, her faith gave the rest of us hope that God truly did have a plan for Graydon and that everything would work out all right. She reminded us to keep praying, to keep hoping, and to keep our faith strong, even when it was difficult. That experience showed me what it truly looks like to trust God with everything. It ends by saying, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let the works bring her praise at the city gate. Now, we may not have a city gate here, but I think this moment is a pretty good place to say thank you. So thank you, Mom. And thank you to all the moms who keep showing up with wisdom, kindness, and a lot of love, even when we don't always realize how much you're doing. Thank you.
I told you all would be blessed. Man, awesome. Chris and Diane had this idea a couple months ago, and I'm just so thankful we were able to fall through with it. And great job, all of you. All of you. Let's sing our second hymn, Happy the Home When God Is There. Good to be in your house today. Thank you for these young people here today that spoke of their moms and the love they have and the respect they have for their moms. I'm so thankful for these young people here. Continue to use them. We've got three of them seniors in a week. Father, I'll do a message for them, and we'll be sending them down the river to go on to their journey, and we will pray for them. We'll ask God's blessing and guidance upon them. But for this day here today, it's been a great day. Father, bless the mothers, bless the ladies, those special ones that have made differences in Sunday school and VBS camp, teaching, all the different things. Father, thank you for that. Thank you for our moms. Help us to honor and respect them. Like Bennett said at the city gate, and this is our city gate today. And we praise them because of it. We ask this all in your name. Amen.